Prime Minister, Minister of Finance Nia Motley has outlined a number of tax reform measures in a ministerial statement before the House of Assembly. Here's part of what she said.
I should advise you, Mr. Speaker, that in accordance with international best practice, the government will introduce a requirement for smoother cash flow to facilitate its fiscal circumstances as follows. Accordingly, effective the 1st of January 2024, Globe companies will be required to prepay corporation tax on a monthly basis, sir, from income year 2024. I repeat, effective January 1st, 2024, Inscope Globe companies will be required to prepay corporation tax on a monthly basis from income year 2024. Currently, most do on a quarterly basis. For income year 2025, and with effect from the 1st of January 2025, all other companies registered, with the exception of small businesses under the Small Business Development Act, will also be required to prepay corporate taxes on a monthly basis. Mr. Speaker, this brings this jurisdiction in line with international best practice. Monthly prepayments for fiscal year will be calculated based on the previous year's tax base multiplied by the new applicable rate, net of the impact of the tax credits mentioned in the following section, which I shall now announce where relevant. And what are these new tax credits, sir? In addition to existing allowances which are maintained, tax credits that meet the requirements of a qualified refundable tax credit under the Globe rules will be introduced. These credits, which shall be offset against any other tax liability for a period of 4 years, are offered to encourage growth, development, and employment in strategic sectors. The qualified refundable tax credits will be available to companies taxed at the rate of 9% and to companies subject to the qualified domestic minimum top-up tax. The credits proposed are as follows. 1. Qualified job credits. In the following sectors, a refundable qualified jobs credit for eligible payroll costs for designated activities will be introduced in the following sectors. 1. Fintech activities. 2. Wholesale distribution and trading without physical inventory or storage in Barbados. And 3. Research and development in medical, scientific, engineering, IT, AI, including AI, and other activities that will be determined by ministerial order. In addition, companies in the foregoing sectors must have the specified number of employees to qualify for the credit. The qualified jobs credit will be calculated on the average payroll cost on a sliding scale as follows. For the first 50 employees, a credit of 75%. From 51 employees to 100 employees, a credit of 175%. From 101 employees to 150 employees, a credit of 300%. From 151 to 200 employees, a credit of 400%. And for more than 200 employees, 475%. The maximum average qualified jobs credit shall not exceed 300% collectively.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.